Chapter 6 "So what you want," said Gus, "is I should find the girl whose name is Jenny. You don't know where she lives nor nothing about her, so you've got what I would call a good start." "Her parents are jugglers," I told him, "on a tightrope."
"That makes it easier," he said.
"Are they on the circuit?" I didn't know. I told him that their name was Appleton.
"Appleton," he grumbled. "Appleton."
He set himself to think for a moment.
"There used to be an act called by that name," he declared, "down at the old Hammerstein."
"That's right," I said eagerly. "That's where they were." Gus looked at me strangely.
"Well then, Mac," he said, "they'd be in the old folks' home by now. This must be some other people."
"You sure you seen this girl?" "Yes," I said. "I made some sketches of her." He shook his head uncertainly.
"That don't signify," he remarked. "I was thinking maybe you made her up."
"No," I said, "I didn't make her up." We were standing in front of his cab on the corner in the gray, raw morning air. There was snow coming. I could smell it back of the wind, and I shivered a little. But Gus, in his two tattered sweaters, one over the other, didn't seem to feel it. He was used to cold, as he was to heat. He made me think of some old fisherman at Truro, whipped by years of weather, blackened and toughened by the sea. But there was no clear salt for Gus. His tides and channels were the streets, and his face was a city face, pale, quick to anger, quick to rejoice, alert, sly, and confident. None of the slow brooding of the ocean there, the patient Seaway thought.
"I'll take a look around if you want," he said.